Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
We are the Satellite Sisters, and here we are, holiday weekend edition of the show. Julie and Leanne took this holiday weekend off, but the Middle Sisters are here for you today. It's the Middle Sisters. I'm Liz Dolan. I'm in Santa Monica, California, joined by Sheila Dolan in South Pasadena, California. How are you, Sheila?
I'm doing great.
Enjoying the long weekend?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay. And Monica Dolan, you are back in Bend, Oregon.
I am for the three-day weekend. I have to say, I have a little bit of the end of the summer blues this weekend.
You do?
Yeah, just because the weather changed. It's still sunny here, but it's cold. You know, 50 in the morning, and it's a big change from last week, which was the summer.
Yeah.
Now, this week, we're transitioning. You know, I just always get that feeling, a little melancholy at the end of the summer, because I don't want it to end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a good summer. And yeah, at the very end of today's show, we're going to have the winners. We have two winners for the Sat Sisters Summer Fun Contest on Instagram.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. We had the random drawing from two categories. One was just your pictures of this summer. Another one, we had the throwback category where older pictures, sort of historical photos of summer fun. So we're going to announce those two winners and remind you of your prizes at the very end. But first, in today's show, Sheila has three practices for the heat wave that you're going to keep going all year with these.
Yes.
You'll have to.
I'll explain.
Please.
I think that a lot of people are going to be using these practices at home.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then you've been prowling the aisles of Rite Aid.
I go to Rite Aid every day. So, and they know me. I'm a good friend to Rite Aid. I have three new products, one of which I've tried, which I enjoy immensely. Fresh from Rite Aid, the new products.
Okay. Monica, we mentioned you're back in Bend, which means Cleo the cat is back in Bend.
Yeah, another road trip for Cleo. She's sound asleep, of course. She's pretty much slept the whole weekend. Huh. Give me an update on that.
I've pretty much slept the whole weekend so far, too. That was my plan, and that seems to be what I'm sticking to. Okay, so we did want to start the show by acknowledging that, you know, probably the most dramatic and heartbreaking news story of this week was the photo of the Syrian boy who had drowned in Turkey and had washed up on the beach there. And I don't know what you guys thought when you first saw that photo, but when I saw it, this is 3-year-old Ayan Kurdi. And when I first saw it, I didn't even know what I was looking at, you know,
because I felt the same way, Liz.
He was so like perfectly dressed and the little shoes and the little shorts. And it took the horror of it took a little while to sink in while I had to kind of override my natural instinct to say, I can't be looking at what I think I'm looking at. So I think the whole world was obviously very moved by this. There's a lot of news going on all over that part of the world right now about the movement of refugees. So I just thought I'd mention an email that I got yesterday. I am a longtime supporter of Mercy Corps, which is an organization that's based in Portland, Oregon, as it happens. And basically, they help refugees all over the world. Sort of, they say they work anywhere where places that are in transition. So whether there's a conflict in Syria or an earthquake in Nepal, they're there with refugee services and emergency relief. And so they're working in a lot of the camps in Jordan and in Turkey, where some of these refugees are ending up. And yesterday they sent through something. Often when there's a breaking news story about refugees around the world, I'll get an email from them, and it's sort of their perspective on what is happening and what they're doing. And the one they sent through yesterday, I wanted to share because it was actually very beautiful. They had gone into a lot of the camps where they are working, and they took pictures of people, children and adults, showing the very special things that they had taken with them as they were leaving their home country to go off into a future that they did not know what it would hold. So it's really an interesting picture of like humanity and what you think about when you're fleeing the way they are. There's a little 14-year-old girl named Sajida, and she exchanged necklaces with her friends as they were all leaving. They all swapped necklaces, and so it's a picture of her holding this little necklace. And there's another picture of a little boy, Muhammad, who's holding like a robot toy that he had received from his grandfather. Anyway, I will post a link to this in the show notes that we put up on our blog at satellitesisters.com, or you can go to mercycorps.org, and I think you can see these there. I just thought I would pass that along. So, you know, if you'd like to contribute, of course you can, but if you just want to see some pictures of, you know, the people who are being affected, pass that along. This is an organization that's been in business since 1979. They originally were founded to respond to the needs of the Cambodian refugees, if you remember when all of the Cambodians yes. were fleeing the killing fields. Anyway, I will put that up, and you can go check that out if that's what moves you. So moving on to, you know, our show for today on this lighthearted holiday weekend.
Monica?
Cleo report. Okay, so I took my cat to Ben. I had the whole week vacation, and it was very successful. In the end, once she got settled in here, she just absolutely loved it here. I loved having her. She wandered around the backyard, slept in the sun, slept on the chaise lounge. She just had
sleeping. Nice.
She just had a wonderful time exploring. And it was really nice to have her here because she's good company. So I was back this weekend, long weekend. And honestly, I was just too cheap to get the cat sitter. And just waiting for my next paycheck. So I just decided I'll just take her with me again. Fired up the bunny cage. You know, I have a big bunny cage my brother gave me. Put it in the back car, in the back of the car. I got her in there. And you know what? She's pretty good. I mean,
really? She's adjusted?
She knew we were going on another trip. Now, I won't say she didn't cry. I mean, she did cry. But she only cried for about 45 minutes, and then she fell asleep. And once we got here, she knew this was her vacation home. She just looked seeking out the same places she likes to hang out. And what I noticed about this house, Liz, is that she likes it here because there are many windows inside that are cat height.
And what does that mean? Tall?
She likes to sit. She can look out those little French doors.
Oh, I see.
So she can sit there and look out the window or up on top of the couch, look out the front window. Now, at home, I don't let her in the house unless it's, you know, below 30 degrees. So.
Well, I'm sure that's a big difference, the fact that she can come inside. I mean, pretty much anything she does inside is better than being in the garage.
You're right, Sheila.
I don't know. She's a cat. She might not actually feel that way most of the time. How do you know?
I think she's pretty happy here. I think she's also pretty spoiled. But the looking out the window is a big, big deal for her. So she enjoys that. So we're just enjoying our weekend, our long weekend again.
This is a breakthrough for you, Monica.
It is. Now, I told my brother Dick when I saw them on my week-long vacation that I wasn't going to ever bring her back. That was a one-off. It was just because I was gone for a long time. But now I kind of see how easy it is. So we'll see.
You're taking her out to dinner tonight?
No, I'm going to see a show. I'm going to see Ben Harper.
So, fun. Ben Harper. Wow.
End of the summer blast. Yeah, at the Les Schwab. I don't think cats are allowed in the
Okay.
Say and hello. Many people won't know that the Les Schwab is the big outdoor amphitheater in Bend, right? Which is a beautiful place to sit on a summer evening.
Beautiful place. And Sheila and I were there early in the summer. And Sheila, you know, I have the two lawn chairs. So
yes. Yes.
I do have a ticket for Cleo.
but she's good company.
That's a crazy cat lady thing, and I'm not going to do it.
That's good. Draw the line.
Me and Ben Harper tonight.
Well, that sounds great. And I think he's still single. He broke up with Laura Dern.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Thank you, Sheila. TMZ.
Okay. I think it's Ben Harper I'm thinking of. Okay. All right. Well, so the weather has dropped, right, Monica? So it's cooler there?
Very cool. Yeah, like 50 in the morning. Sunny, okay. though.
Okay. Well, everybody knows this has been one of the hottest summers on record. This is Sheila. I'm in South Pasadena. You know, we're in a valley, sort of, as it were. So it's even hotter out here than the west side, Liz.
Yeah, where I live is always about 10 degrees cooler than where Sheila lives.
It was unbearable. So basically, I instituted 3 practices at home, which during the heat wave really helped relieve a lot of my uncomfortability. And I think now that I've done them for almost 2 months, I think I'm just going to keep them going. And so here's the first thing I did.
Well, let me guess. Is one just going naked in the apartment?
Well, no. Just hold that thought. Well, don't hold the thought of me being naked, actually. Okay, the first thing I did, I don't know what compelled me. It was such a great idea. I decided it was too hot to sort of sit upright on the cozy couch. It just was too closed feeling. So I opened the cozy couch to the bed position.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, it is fantastic. Basically, I have a bed in my living room now, 24/7 with some nice cotton, you know, comforter. I have my TV tray and you just, it's not.
Wait, this is during the day, you're lying down on the couch in your living room?
This is your full-time posture in your living room now?
Yes, it's delightful. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm still getting work done. In fact, there's more room to spread out. You have a whole bed. I have my tray, my coffee. I have all my work stuff, and it's comfy. I mean, just imagine, Liz, I mean, I know you have your new sofa, but isn't the idea of your new sofa that it's almost like a bed?
Well, no, I wouldn't say almost like a bed because I need my head raised. Otherwise, I'm going to fall asleep.
Well,
it's just I don't really want to sleep all the time, but I do enjoy the leg extension so I can sit in the corner of my brand new sectional and just my legs are straight ahead, not on the floor. That's what I was going for.
Well, I have a leg extension area, but my head is not down, people. I have lots of pillows propped up. So I'm upright, but it's just very, very comfortable.
So this is a tip. It's just too hot to sit up.
Yes. But this also goes with the second tip, which is it was too hot to wear regular clothes.
Oh, yeah.
So Liz, I have mentioned this before, the Brazilian sarong that you brought back from Brazil a few years ago.
Yes.
I wear pretty much every day. I wore every day during the heat wave. I tied it in the middle. It was just me at home, but it gave me that little layer, a nice cotton breeze, very breezy. But of course, I don't want to walk by an open window with no clothes on, Monica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the sarong, I like the idea of just having something to put on. Now, the other day, it was still hot. I actually had no dry, clean towels to put on after my shower. So I just took a nice cotton sheet. And I made a little column dress out of the sheet. And you know what? It was very comfortable.
Okay, Sheila, this is all starting to sound very Grey Gardens to me. That you're just sleeping on the couch in your living room wearing nothing but a sheet.
It's a little bit. But again, just me. Okay, next tip, ceiling fan on 24/7.
Sure.
I thought I would turn that off, but I actually like having it on. And I can just go in that area. It's in my dining area, which was once my dining area, after a cup of coffee, right? My birthday's coming up. It's hot flash season again. The ceiling fan, you just go into that area, Monica. Say you have takeout Thai that night.
Now, are you upright?
No.
Are you supine at this point?
No, I have to get up and go over to the ceiling fan area. Mm. But that's okay. So those are just...
That's probably a good thing, yes.
Three things I instituted during the heat wave that I think I'm going to keep up in the fall. Maybe I'll go back to my regular bathrobe. I love a bathrobe, but frankly, it's been too hot, right?
Okay, well, keep us posted on that.
I know, big news.
This could either be a breakthrough or a slippery slope. I'm not sure which.
Or a breakdown. Okay. One of the things I did every day was go to Rite Aid. I just love Rite Aid. It's cool in there. Mm-hmm. Super, super cool air conditioning. I picked up a new product, which I absolutely adore. I don't know if you guys know that I'm pretty much addicted to eye drops.
No.
Well, no. It could be worse. You could be addicted to something else, right?
Yeah.
I have to use eye drops every morning. My eyes get red, dry, gritty. My eyes hurt. They get very dry. Visine has a new product. Listen to this name. I feel like this should be the name for every over-the-counter product. Visine Totality. doesn't that just...
It does sound like it would fix everything on your whole body. Yeah.
I know. Just pick any area of your body. You want totality. and the eye drop industry is a racket because there'll be one for redness, one for dryness, one for strained, one for natural tears. Totality pulls it together. It's got everything in it in one product. Visine Totality.
Okay.
Love it. Good job, Pfizer. Okay, next product. Listen to this name. Maybelline New York Instant Age Rewind Eraser. Oh!
That's yes. Doing everything for you.
Yes. Now, this is like Photoshop for your face. It's basically a tube, Monica. It's a spongy tube with some concealer, but you are just rolling it all over your face. Just rewind. Rewind. Yeah. And it got really good reviews. I went on the website there, and clinically proven. Not really clinically proven. Okay. And the next product, which might help you, Monica, you mentioned sleeping issues. This is the either the best name or the worst name ever invented for a product. It's clinically proven to reduce hot flashes. The name of the product is iCool. iCool. And it is basically omega-3. It's a capsule with, just tons of omega-3s in it. Other things to cool you down so you can proudly say, iCool. iCool. Me cool, you cool, and iCool.
Wow.
Who do you think? Yeah, what do you think of that name, Liz? Is from a marketing. Not only is it grammatically incorrect.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling
sure.
There
yes.
with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your Butcher Box on vacation, which is That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo, yes. you can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria Seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
It also sounds electronic. So,
Oh, yeah.
You know, to me, that does not take me down the medicinal or, you know, even hot flash relief path at all.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Women I know who have iCooled themselves, it's with those little hand fans, you know. Do you have friends that buy the little fans?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah. I'm not sure I would ingest something called iCool, but whatever. Is it working for you?
No, I haven't tried it yet. Oh, okay. Monica, I thought maybe lab rats, future lab rats, iCool.
Well, how are we going to test
it? How are you going to test that? The testing. Yeah. See, Monica reacts as a scientist, not as a consumer. Right, Monica, how would you test that?
Not really a scientist, but I don't know how we would test it.
I know. It would be easier to wear a sarong and go underneath the ceiling fan.
Well, we could compare that method to just taking the iCool.
Okay.
I buy the iCool.
Okay.
Or Sheila, you could open a series of shops called iCool where people just stand in a booth under a ceiling fan wearing a sheet. Liz, the Sheila Dolan patented method, iCool.
Liz, I see people paying for that. I do. I do.
Yeah, get a meat locker in there.
If they will pay to sweat, if people will pay to sweat in a closed room, they will pay to be cool.
Yeah.
I like
that. That's right.
Liz.
It's the opposite of your urban sweat lodge.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's it for me.
Whoa.
Monica, you have spotted a trend that's coming back that you're alarmed about?
No, I'm not alarmed. I'm pleased.
Oh.
I'm pleased. So the New York Times did an article this week, and it was in praise of the fanny pack. So fanny packs are making a comeback. And you know what? I think it's fine. I applaud people that want to wear fanny packs. Here's why. Liz, remember when I had that blue nylon one for skiing? It was sort of like an action fanny pack.
Uh-huh.
We used it for skiing, and let's just think back to the 1970s, early 80s. I had my big Sony Walkman in there.
Yep.
I used to listen to music when I was skiing. That was a short period of my life, but Liz, you were a part of that.
I did too. Uh-huh.
So I had my fanny pack with my Walkman, and Liz, meanwhile, Sheila, you can just picture this. Liz has the giant giant Walkman shoved into her ski jacket with like wires.
Oh, yes.
Batteries. And she was constantly reaching inside.
To yes. adjust the volume.
Pocket and changing tape. She was a mess over there.
Yes.
This is why someone needed to invent the iPod, which they did.
Right. And they did. Liz puts her headphones on her ski cap. She was happy. I was hands-free with my fanny pack. So that's what made me think of it. I don't know what – I kept that fanny pack for so many years. I don't know what happened to it. So what's happening now to me – I love the hands-free life. I mean, usually any opportunity I have not to carry a purse, that is my go-to operation, modus operandi, or whatever you want to call it. So I would much rather just – put my license, which I lost last week, but I got back. the car key in my pockets. But now I need more because now I have reading glasses I have to carry. I have sunglasses I have to carry. And now I have the iPhone I have to carry with me everywhere. So I need something. The pockets don't work anymore. It's just shoving stuff in your pockets. So last week I bought one of those little wristlet bags, and I'm trying that out, you know.
A wristlet?
You know, a little tiny purse that's a wristlet.
Oh, the wristlet, okay.
Are you with me there, the wristlet?
Yes.
I'm kind of not with you. I've seen people do that, because I've seen it like an evening purse.
No, it's like when you go out at night. It's like, it's a little purse, but you wear it around your wrist.
Okay, all right. I can imagine it.
Okay, so I've been trying that out, and what I don't like is you could leave that somewhere because it's not strapped to your body.
Right.
So that's why I think the fanny pack would be better for me because it's just strapped to my body, more secure. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think would you wear a fanny pack to like a dinner? A formal dinner?
No, I would not.
Okay.
I would wear one. I like to go out and do errands, you know.
Oh, okay. All
right. Just a hands-free little pouch. You just put your stuff in there. You pull it out, you know, strapped to your body. Something that was, you know, attractive. Not the blue nylon one I used to have. But, you know, I think you're going to see a lot more fanny packs.
I support the hands free, but that's why I wear like the over the shoulder little pouch thing, which I find really does the trick. The binding of something around the middle of my body is not that appealing to me, nor do I think it's my best look. So
sounds hot. It
sounds. You can't wear a fanny pack with the sarong, Sheila. Well, you know what? I just say do whatever makes you happy. Wear the fanny pack if that's going to help you out in life. And
I agree with that.
I totally agree with that. And I like a real purse. I like to put everything.
I know you have these giant bags.
I have lots of giant bags, and I enjoy that. That's what makes me happy. I have a lot going on in my purse. And now I might have to put my iCool in there. Okay. Well, you know, it's all good. It's all good, as they say. But Liz, it occurred to me today that your birthday's coming up. Your birthday is Friday.
Yep, that's true.
And for your birthday, I know that you are into horoscope from time to time. I am certainly into horoscope.
Sheila, we are both September birthdays, but I am a Virgo and you are a Libra, correct?
Oh, yes, you are, Liz. You uh-huh. are quite a Virgo, and I am a classic Libra. And in honor of your birthday, I thought I'd give you a little horoscope today. How would you like that?
Sure. Like the, well, predictions?
A few predictions.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, Sister Sheila putting on her turban.
Now, depending.
Your own horoscope?
No, this is the Virgo. Depending on which website I go to, it's either very bleak or very happy, Liz, for you.
Okay. Let's just try it on.
Okay. So here we have our Virgo. Virgos, as we know from Liz, they're very... They can be very, very detail-oriented, but never take a note. Liz sort of keeps everything in her head. Very hardworking, very successful. And, but Liz, you have some activity coming up this month. By the way, did you feel a romantic vibration in the last couple of days at all? Was there anyone you saw at Vaughn's in the meat market that might have vibrated your ability to concentrate?
No.
Liz, you know we love talking about frame bridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting FrameBridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the FrameBridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and FrameBridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but FrameBridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or see a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's FrameBridge.com. Thanks, FrameBridge. Hey, it's Liz and Leon here, and we want to thank Pros for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from Pros is getting rave reviews.
Leon, I am not surprised. You have been on that Pros hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, Pros is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leon Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, Pros, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For yeah. millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. Prose mm-hmm. isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon neutral custom beauty brand. So Prose, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody yeah. has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So yeah. the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, Prose. Prose is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at prose.com/sisters. And Prose is spelled P-R-O-S-E. Prose.com/sisters. Thanks, Prose.
Was I supposed to? Was I not paying attention? Maybe this is my problem. Maybe I'm just not waiting for the vibration, Sheila.
Okay, well, you were supposed to have a vibration a few days ago, but don't worry. Another one will come at the end of the month, at the end of the month. Okay. Now, Liz, there are going to be some opportunities for you to compromise in the new year. I know. This website names some things which I think we'll both agree would be extremely hard for Liz to do. One thing you might have to do, Liz, is suck it up.
What do you mean that would be hard for me to do?
You might have to follow the crowd, Liz,
oh.
and go against your inner principles.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sorry to say that. But your hard work will pay off, Liz.
Okay, how soon, though? That's the problem with hard work.
The hard work, you actually are going to have some financial vibration, Liz, towards the middle of the month. But there is one website, Liz, that said towards the second half of the month, some of your payments might slow down. So you are going to have to sort of remind people that they owe you money. Does that sound familiar, Liz?
Well, does it sound familiar to you?
Okay. Okay. Let's skip over that.
Okay.
We are going right to casual love. Now,
casual love? That's a category?
Some of your love relationships might be very casual.
Uh-huh.
In other words, no serious ties, Liz.
Uh-huh.
But you are reminded to be choosy at the same time. Be choosy, and then it's suggested that if there's anyone in your life that's just not happening for you anymore, just cut them loose.
Just be choosy. Okay.
Cut them loose.
That's an interesting combo. I'm going to have to think about casual yet choosy. How is that?
Okay. I don't know, Liz.
All right. But
it's an exciting, heady time for the Virgo. Now, you are going to be able to use your friendships with influential people to get your dreams realized.
Oh.
So please have your goals prioritized
for
you because you will have a shot at making them a reality very soon. So is there anything that you haven't done in this world that you still need to do? Because frankly, I can't think of anything you still need to accomplish.
I don't know. I'll have to work on that. Let me think about that. Maybe something for Satellite Sisters, you know?
Okay.
What can we do together? That would be good.
Well, there will be a cosmic event at the end of September.
Cosmic event. Okay.
Right. And the moon will be in your financial house. So on September 27th, you might receive one of those payments, Liz.
These are all like cosmic events and vibrations. It's a little hard to tell what's actually going to happen. But
okay, Liz. Okay, here's one specific thing, because you know horoscopes are not specific.
I know.
Liz, I think I'll end on this. If you are in love, Liz,
yes.
you may be expecting a baby soon.
And see, that's exactly why horoscopes are not that specific that okay. often.
And get good news about your child. So, and
can I just say that if I was expecting a baby, that would be a cosmic event. That would be the perfect combination of words to describe that for me in my life at this point.
But really, Liz, yes, just okay. just compromise, casual love, and slow down. The payments might slow down, but then they're going to come back. So what could be better for a Virgo, right? It's all about balance.
All about balance. No, but that's the way the Libra is, right? The Libra is the scale. So I was just going to ask you, if you've been reading my horoscope, I assume you've also been reading your own. So,
oh yes. Mine.
So what's in the stars for you, Libra?
Oh, well, I have a lot of love coming to me, apparently. No babies, but a lot of serious romantic love.
Oh, yes. As opposed to casual love.
Excuse me. As opposed to casual love.
Well, you got the pulled out couch going, so you're ready.
I have some financial insecurities, but then I have a cosmic event towards the end of the month as well, Liz.
Okay.
So maybe we will live through this cosmic event together.
Maybe.
That would be great. But my horoscope is all about finding the beauty, finding the grace. You know, I love beautiful things. And sometimes I get a little flighty, a little, romanticized the world. So I have to focus on taking reality in stride and just accepting the world the way it is in real mm-hmm. life. Mm-hmm. Because life is not a fold-out couch, people.
Would that it were. Would that it were.
That's right. But happy early birthday, Liz.
Thank you.
We'll be thinking of you this week. And I'm sure there'll be lots of Facebook activity as well.
Yep. That Facebook is always great for that. On your birthday, everyone in the world is alerted. So I look forward to that. Okay. Well, thank you, Sheila. I appreciate that you've been looking ahead for me for the month and for the whole cosmic calendar. Really.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, on that note, let's wrap up today's holiday weekend show by announcing the winners of our Instagram contest. Monica, you've enjoyed this, I know.
Oh, I love it. We have over 1,000 pictures.
Yes.
You know what? Now that I'm in my melancholy end of summer blues, I'm just going to flip through the summer fun pictures again because I loved all of them. You know what? I just love that they're from all over the country. And some are, from out of the country. So that was just really fun to see the way all the Satellite Sisters live, where they live, what they do for fun, their families. It was really, really enjoyable.
Well, I want to remind everyone that we have an actual prize for the At Sat Sisters Summer Fun contest. It was donated by Sol de Janeiro, which is a great Brazilian skincare line. And it's called the Samba Two-Step Foot Fetish Care Package. Ooh. So this is our way of helping you extend your Sat Sisters Summer Fun because it's this amazing foot cream and a board to help you, file your feet or shape, do whatever you do when you're caring for your own feet. But it's really cute in the shape of a surfboard and everything in Sol de Janeiro's products. It's all sourced in Brazil. It smells delicious. It's Amazonian ingredients. I don't know if you ever find that in the aisles of Rite Aid, Sheila. Probably not. You're not.
No, but this cream would go well with my sarong. I'm telling you that.
Anyway, so we have two winners. Hang on. These were random drawings, remember. This is not a judgment. These were random drawings. We had two categories. One was current photos, things you were taking this summer, and the other one was throwback photos, things from your summer fun history. So the winner, if we had a drum roll, we would run it right now. The winner in the new category is So Says She.
So says she. Congratulations.
There you. That's your handle on Instagram. We will be direct messaging you so we can find out who you really are. But some great, great photos posted by So Says She, including one that is a perfect picnic spot. And if you look at that photo, you will see that it definitely captures that spirit. So Says She won in the new category. And then Julie did the random drawing in the historic category. And the winner is Rusty Sun. And Rusty Sun, it looks like your real name is Karen Ziemlak. We will also be messaging you to get your info so we can send you the Sol de Janeiro products. But your photo, your name was picked randomly. Karen, your photo had an excellent combination of siblings, dead fish, and priceless expressions. So you are the classic winner. And Julie noted that fishing in a full party dress is not easy. So random drawing yielded a beautiful photo from Rusty Sun. So there you go. It's been really fun. Sat Sisters Summer Fun. Continue to use the hashtag, people. You know, keep it going. Meanwhile, you should, if you're on Instagram, follow us. We're at Sat Sisters. And next week, we're going to be launching a new Instagram and Facebook contest that will have a whole new theme. And we think everyone will be able to participate even more widely. So again, if we had a drum roll, I would use it right now and say, you really have something to look forward to coming up this week. So there you have it.
Thanks to everyone that posted pictures.
Yes. It is really fun to see what your lives are really like. And that's why we use Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. It's your chance to tell us more about you, because we spend all of these shows talking about ourselves. And much as we love that, we also like to see what's going on in your life. So that's it. A little slightly abbreviated holiday installment of Satellite Sisters. Other than my birthday, do you guys have anything interesting going on this week?
Ben Harper tonight.
Oh, Ben Harper. Okay. And Stephen Colbert debuts this week. So I've already set my TiVo for that. God knows I can't stay up that late, but you know, I'm very excited. Stephen Colbert is going to be back on the air. And Julie and Leanne will be back on Tuesday with the Tuesday show. So stay tuned. We are the Satellite Sisters. Don't forget, call your Satellite Sisters.